Good afternoon from the Center for Strategic and International Studies on the Ground Forces Dialogue. I'd like to welcome Colonel Matt Lewis, Commander of the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade. Colonel Lewis's aviation brigade is currently covers southern Afghanistan, which includes the larger areas of Helmand and Kandahar, and they are currently stationed in Kandahar. They have about 6 weeks left on their current deployment. Matt, welcome. From my experience in Afghanistan, one of our primary concerns was the Afghans' ability, or perhaps better said, inability to do CASAVAC and MEDEVAC. Can you talk a little bit about what we're doing right now in the aviation context and building partner capacity?
Building capacity in partner countries. So I'm in Afghanistan, and I'm a 1st Infantry Division asset, but I'm here being employed by the 4th Infantry Division. So my boss was back in Kansas, and he and I were talking the other night, and he has a mission that's a regionally aligned brigade to Africa. And so he posed me the question. He asked me, "Hey, Matt, I need you to figure out how we build an army aviation capability in Libya." Now that's a mission that I've never even thought about how at my level do we field, train, and equip and maintain a capacity that's within another country. And I will tell you that aspect of building capacity, it's not well understood in the joint ranks. And so the Air Force sees its role right now with the Afghan air wing that's here. Their army aviation falls up underneath their Air Force, so the Air Force has a role training pilots, but doesn't have a role training in pilots. And so and then the aspect of the logistics tail. While they now, the Kandahar Air Wing has pilots, all their maintenance is all contracted out to that aspect of graduate level work when it comes to logistics and actually sustaining a capability like aviation, it becomes very difficult for a country that's nascent in its capability. It's going to take some time, and it's not something that happens overnight.
Colonel Lewis, I know you're very busy, and we really appreciate you speaking with us today.
No, I'm glad I had an opportunity to talk with you, Dave.